This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Last night, Shane Gillis was the host of the ESPY Awards, and there are probably a lot of people there that are like, I don't know who this guy is, and I don't care for him that much. And there are also some people that are out there that are probably like,
that.
I had no clue who this guy was, and he made some funny jokes. I'm going to go with cut nine real quick, Alec, if we could. This is one of my favorite moments because it's real.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
That is, man. That is. And then the laugh is more subdued after that because they're like, oh, dang, he just made us and the WNBA look like a joke.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. But at the same time, there are lots of people in the WNBA that people don't know yet. You know, like, I think that you're just now, over the last, what, 3 years, you're starting to get more of it.
Yeah.
But even people like a Sophie Cunningham weren't really that well known until she protected Caitlin Clark. You know, like there's a lot more names that are starting to float out that you're like, I think that's a real name. And I don't think that's a fake name, but I thought that was a funny bit. Good
job.
That was
his friend's wife.
That's my friend's wife. I was just joking. You guys are idiots.
They don't know.
You dummies. So that was one of the things that happened in the world. Kevin, I would be furious.
Oh.
But I would also let them all know. Have you ever heard of the Ohio Valley Ironman?
Yes.
Oh, no. Have you done the story? You've never heard of the Ohio Valley Ironman?
Go ahead.
They are a football team.
And they announced, I seriously thought they were a minor league baseball team, so then no.
They announced Thursday that the remainder of their 2025 season will be canceled as they look onward towards a team relaunch in 2026.
Aww.
After starting their season 3-0, with 45-0, 39-0, and 82-0 victories.
Wow.
In their first three games, the Ironmen cited other teams' unwillingness to face them as the reason for an early conclusion to the organization's first season in town. Quote, the Ohio Valley Ironmen have faced an unexpected challenge. Following those commanding performances, multiple scheduled opponents have canceled games, leaving the team without a competitive path to complete the season at that level that matches its ambitions. In response, the Ironmen have made a difficult but strategic decision to conclude play early and pivot towards preparing for a stronger, more sustainable 26 season.
Wouldn't you just want to see like an intra-squad game? But like, this makes more sense to me because I think it was yesterday, maybe it was the day before, CJ Gardner was like, I got moved from the Eagles because I was too competitive. And you're like, really? Is that what happened? And then this team's out here being like, our season's canceled because we're too good.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of want to be like, I don't know about that. But then you told me the scores and I was like, maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like 160-0 combined, give or take?
That is a lot. But that's the thing, Kevin. That's what, again, I would be furious. You guys, y'all are scared to come play against us?
Yeah.
Y'all are scared. I would be mad because I want to play my season out, dude.
Yeah.
My body only has so many years in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years I have left in this game. Ask Tony Romo about that.
And also, like, you probably don't make the most money, so you're probably kind of upset
about it. You might even be out there for fun.
Oh, love of the game?
Yeah, because you just love football so much.
Okay.
But again, I would let them all know. I would be like, I am furious with you, but every time I see you in the bar, you can be damn sure that I'm going to make mention that you chickened out and ran away.
See, you're a better person than me.
I'm going to let them all know.
Because I would wait until the day of the next season opener and then tell that whole league that I wasn't playing this year. My team.
I'm just joking.
And I'd be like, oh, sorry, we're not playing this year. bunch of losers.
From the 469, everyone should know who Shane Gillis is, and he's hilarious. The show Tires is hysterical.
I like that show a lot. I think their decision to have a more coherent plot in the second season made the show even better.
It was useful. That was definitely useful.
Because, like, the first season kind of has a plot, but really it's just a bunch of wacky hijinks. Whereas the second season's like, what if we went all in on this one plot that we thought about in the first season? And it was really good.
Now, Kevin, SEC week happened this week.
It did.
And there were lots of...
Are you going to play my favorite thing?
Fascinating stories all over it. One being Dion. He's fascinating.
No.
Two being Bama.
No.
The Nick Saban curiosity. I know Colin Coward's floating. Hey, what if he worked for the Cowboys, though? You know, and who is it? He's like, nah, he's not even picking up the phone at the Cowboys call.
How mad do you think Nick Saban gets, or does he not even pay attention to such nonsense because he's got to run his B&B or whatever? Do you think he gets that one person can be like, hey, I heard he might coach again? And then he has to answer all these questions. He's like, no.
And you know what? It's not even I heard. Sometimes it's like, I don't know if he's ready to quit coaching.
Yeah. Based on,
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Why? Thank you, Nick Saban. Why do you feel like that? You think that he's not willing to get rid of? Well, I was at a cookout recently, and he had just mentioned for somebody to get him some hamburgers off the platter.
Yeah,
that had nothing to do with it. And they're like, but
didn't it? It meant beef.
Yeah,
I heard get linemen.
And he's competitiveness. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
That is what it feels like. Nick Saban, there are always whispers.
You know that's the story I don't care about.
This is not the story that Kevin cares about the most. Tuesday in Atlanta, Steve Sarkisian was called up to the stage. Now, this is the head coach of the University of Texas being announced to walk out onto the stage.
Steve Sarkisian.
Let's all link arms together. University. So long to the orange and the white.
I just want to point out that is the A&M fight song.
Good luck to the dear old Texas Aggies.
Steve Sarkisian, the head coach of the University of Texas, steps to the stage and he just talked right. He didn't make a comment about it. He just started into his spiel.
Because he's focused.
He didn't even acknowledge. He didn't make a joke. Like, are you kidding me right now? The guy who's playing the music must be an Aggie. Nothing. He just decided, that's it. I'm going right into my spiel.
Let's see if people in the vein of Shane Gillis still like humor. Do you think it's because he realized he already had to come crawling back to our conference, and so he didn't want to have to talk about Texas A&M anymore?
Crawling back?
Yeah.
Were they in the SEC?
No, I mean crawling to our conference because they couldn't handle life without us. So that's pretty much what happened. Let's see how people deal with that.
877-881-1053. Do you believe that UT crawled to the SEC because they couldn't be away from A&M long enough?
That's absolutely what happened. By the way, do you think it was somebody doing a bit or they have the most incompetent person running the board?
I think it's a bit.
Okay. I hope so.
I think it's a genius bit. Like, I really...
Does that person get in trouble, though?
When was the last time that game was played?
This last year.
It depends.
Before that.
How many years had it been?
20 years.
Yeah, dude, that thing had been... So, to spice it up even more, you need things like this. You need these little potential legendary stories. How did it go for A&M in Texas last year in the game? Did they...
Oh, yeah, I think they canceled it because of COVID.
Oh, so they didn't play it just last year.
Probably not.
Okay. See, I didn't know
Who's to say? It's not like A&M played the game and didn't score any offensive touchdowns.
Oh, A&M lose, and that's why you just want to forget about it? Kind of like those files.
Dude, there was a play where A&M forced a fumble, and it was four A&M players versus one Texas player to get to the end zone. And they chose the most ridiculous path and got canceled. And got tackled. Oh, wow. Like, that's how I felt. And got tackled. And I was like, so that one Texas player? He was like, I'll put a stop to this. And he did.
That's all I want to hear Brady do now on games is when somebody gets tackled, he goes, oh, and he canceled him. Cancel culture. Is it the name of the group that goes around tackling? That's what the Cowboys should call themselves.
If cancel like, culture.
Yeah, they're. You know what? We don't tackle. We cancel. We're cancel culture. I love it.
I'm in.
You're in. T-shirts. Make them now.
Isn't Kevin. That a bad idea? Given the last time we gave our defense a name and had T-shirts and stuff.
But as cool as cancel culture.
I don't really know how to respond.
Speaking
to
of
that.
Cancel culture,
Shane you'll Gillis get canceled again. If you do.
Emma Watson.
Oh, did she get canceled? What did she do?
Do you remember her?
I do.
Remember she was in the Harry Potter movies as?
Hermione Granger.
Glad you said it, because I never knew how to pronounce it. She is, she's been banned for driving for 6 months after being caught speeding.
What? That feels a bit harsh.
35, no, listen to this, 35 years old, and she was clocked driving her blue Audi 38 miles an hour in a 30.
That got her banned?
That got her pulled over. All right. That
was the first part.
According to the news agency, the actress had 9 penalty points on her license before the speeding incidents occurred. The judge endorsed 3 further points on her license for the last offense, which makes it 12 points, which triggered an automatic 6-month ban under UK law. But Kevin.
So maybe is it 3 points, give or take, every time? So it was 4.
It could be 1.
Incidents.
They gave her an additional 3 points. That it could be 1.
You get 3 points for going 38 and a 30?
38 and a 30. That's what's ridiculous. 38 and a 30. Come on.
Do you think she said she was just trying to go with the flow of traffic?
My kid's sick. My kid's so sick. Look at him right now. He's dying back there.
You know what I love is the people who tell the police officer, no, but I wasn't going more than 10% over. As if that is an established...
10% over?
Yeah. Have you ever heard that? Is some people will say 10 miles per hour. Some people will say 10% over. So like if you were going 75 and a 70, you're like, yeah, that's not 10%. And like... That's not the law, or else that's what the sign would say. Like, I hear what they're saying, and if you told me you got pulled over for going 75 and a 70, I would definitely be like, that really sucks.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today, or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's
because
not
it does, but I wouldn't tell the cop. No, this is not 10%.
It's not 10%.
So you're good.
10% is the number that it's supposed to be. Everybody understands this.
Everybody knows what you say is you didn't notice because you were just going with the flow of traffic.
I was just going with the flow of traffic is the way that it always goes down.
I bet that doesn't work either. By the way, we have a lot of law enforcement people who listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard, what are the excuses that you've ever heard that you've been like, all right, no ticket?
That's... So can I told you this segment. Morning, I told you this morning, I just started a new show. It's called Stick. I like Owen Wilson. I think his sense of humor is he'll throw out things that you're like, oh, if you weren't really listening, you didn't hear the joke.
I am indifferent to Owen Wilson.
He gets pulled over and I loved this line. I want to start using it. He's having a great day and he gets pulled over and he goes, all right, I'm having a great day so far. I hope to keep it that way. And then he gets arrested because he had 29 parking tickets. But
you know what? No!
Is that bad? Are you that bad of a person if you have 29 unpaid parking tickets out there? You're not hurting anybody. You just made some bad choices in where you parked.
I would agree. I think they've
made... And you don't feel like it's important to pay them off?
I feel like they have made a plethora of bad decisions. I'm not going to say that person is a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
We've just made a lot of bad decisions.
From the 817, actually, the tickets do mention if the speed was clocked at 10% over the post speed limit. So I don't know that it... I've never seen that on there.
Me neither.
Dear Kevin, no one ever said 10%. I've never...
Well, that person just said that it's on the ticket.
Mm-hmm. From the 817, larger diameter tires shows you go slower, but if measured by radar, you'll be faster. So that's weird, a weird thing right there.
Did you see this text from Tim? I would love this if in court they looked at Emma and they goes, 3 points, Gryffindor. Like, I don't know if she would think that's hilarious. If I was in the courtroom, I would laugh. Probably, hopefully that didn't get me in contempt of court or whatever.
From the 817, last night I got a ticket. It said for 10% over the posted speed limit. And then from the 469 on the ticket, it says driving 10% more than the posted speed limit. That's something I've had lots of tickets for speed.
Okay, so
lots of them.
What I think that might be then is that could be the delineation for the next level of offense. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like you get pulled over going 75 and a 70. It
goes from 300 to 600.
But if you you're going 80 and a 70, then that would be more than the requisite 10%. And so maybe that takes you to like the next level of fine or
from
whatever.
The 214 facts, you don't have to pay your speeding tickets if you're a famous local radio host.
Unfact.
That is an unfact.
Fact.
Hold on, are we famous enough?
Oh, that's a good point.
That may be
we were not famous enough now.
Yeah, here we are.
Because I definitely inappropriately sassed a police officer. This was like at the beginning of our run as a show.
I'm just glad you didn't say groped.
What?
That would have been inappropriate.
No. So it was after we did Big Balls where we crushed the fan jam of Mike Dingus and Jeff Kavanaugh.
And Nate Wood.
That's true.
Yep. They all got crushed.
And so we're doing this until, I don't know, it was really late. And I was just driving home because I had to take the kiddo to work in the morning. And I got pulled over by a cop because I crossed this solid white line getting off the highway. And I personally thought that they had also violated driving rules in an effort to try to pull me over. But when I got pulled over, this was not the right thing to
do. I remember
do.
You like told me, I was like, yeah, oh my gosh.
This, look, I, as much as you, if you don't like me now, you would have disliked me more before. And they were like, hey, you know, drive home safely. And I looked right at the cop and I go, oh, okay, I'll do that. And like, it was a super douchey way of doing that. And it was not very well thought out and it probably could have gotten me in further trouble. So don't do that. But I definitely remember that as a mistake that I was like, ooh, that could have gotten much worse because I was being a jackass.
I did tell the police officer that I was going to do it again anyway, so it didn't matter once whenever he pulled me over for driving in the HOV. Okay, I was like, thanks for the ticket. Doesn't matter.
Feels worse.
He goes, how's it going today? And I was like, well, it was going great until just now. And then he goes, oh man, it's cold out here. And I was like, I got plenty of room in my car because I was in the HOV lane and it was just me. And I thought that was hilarious.
I don't know. I'm sure there's lots of police officers out there who have great senses of humor. On the job, I don't know if I've run into one of them
in
yet.
In Rowlett, I got pulled over one day, and I was like, oh, no. And he saw my KNC Masterpiece sticker, and then when he walked up, he was like, I recognized you. And the police officer recognized me, so I was like, that's... He was like, no, actually, I just pulled you over because of this sticker. And I just wanted to see if you were a Tolo, too. And I was like, wow, this is wild.
That is nerve-wracking. That's a nerve-wracking experience.
You didn't need to do the sirens and the lights, dude. You could have just waved or something.
Just tweet me next time or whatever. Yeah, because, like, no one's ever... I've never been pulled over and been like, ooh, hope he's a fan. Like, I mean, maybe eventually I get to that.
Yeah, the first thing you do is hide the drugs, right?
No.
It's true. Cocaine Kevin.
See, I'm trying to... Okay, real quick. We were going on a road trip, me and my buddy, and this was in the spring of 2001. And one of the places we were going to stop was up in Pittsburgh, where one of my mom's best friends in the world, her son had just got married. So she gave us a wedding present. And she packaged it like a big box of drugs. She wrapped it in the like nondescript, like shopping bag, brown color, you know, with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got pulled over in Missouri, because Jerry says that every time, because we had an out-of-state license plate and they were like, we've had issues with interstate drug trafficking. is there anything in your car? And then they said they were going to search our car. But again, at the time, I was too young to like know better. They're like, sure, no problem. They open up the trunk and we have that nondescript brown box in the back. And he goes, what is this? And we go, oh, it's a wedding present for a friend. He goes, sounds good. And shut the trunk. It was a present. But if I was smuggling drugs, obviously that would have been them.
I did tell my kid once when we got pulled over. I looked at him and I was like, do you have any drugs on you? Hide them now. And he looked at me so panicked.
Oh,
and
my
gosh. Laughed so hard.
We're the KNC Masterpiece, and we're responsible for multiple human beings. Coming up next.
Yes, we are.
Some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Again, McCaffrey with the try and the touchdown. San Francisco marches down the field and puts 6 on the board to start the game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And I'm going to start with that individual right there. A few days ago, Kyle Juszczyk said, Christian McCaffrey looks incredible and will change everything for the 49ers. Overreaction or reality? Healthy Christian McCaffrey changes everything for the 49ers.
Reality. I do think Deebo Samuel not being there changes that a little bit, but whenever he last year, whenever they had to go to Jordan Mason, Mason never really got receptions out of the backfield. It was, you are a runner and we will figure out how to get the ball through the air to other hands. And I think that whenever you have that on the field, you have a guy that you trust out of the backfield. You can line him up in a slot or you can do things out of the backfield that really damage defenses. Well, in addition to that, you get him underneath on a pass, and now he turns it into a 40-yard run. And you have to fear that he can turn it into a touchdown. Now, the overreaction part, the overreaction would be him being healthy enough to do that all year. Like, that's my question is, but yes, a healthy one changes everything for the Niners.
Alec?
It does, and for many different reasons, because he's just that stupidly good at times, but also... like, the elements of that offense do involve multiple people at multiple times, and I don't think Brock Purdy is, you know, I'm not saying that he's not good, but I don't think he's the superstar quarterback that is able to drive that ship all by himself.
Hey, Alec, bonus question. NFL overreaction or reality, Chiafalo needs to shut the hell up.
What's he doing walking in there and talking so loud, dude? I like him, but your voice is too deep, bro.
Yeah, we got the light that comes on outside the room, but people don't really pay attention to it sometimes, so I just try to power through it and make it sound like I know what I'm talking about when I'm hearing 4 different voices at the same
time.
He's
a good dude and everything, but jeez.
Yeah.
NFL overreaction or reality. I'm just kidding, Chio. Go see him on Saturday. NFL overreaction or reality. You care at all about the battle to be the Colts starting quarterback?
I care at all. I reality care at all. I'm not a huge care bear on this one.
Okay.
But I do care at all. I like the way you said that.
We're going to create an intro. Well, I can't create it. Alec, if he wants, we're going to create a Care Bear themed intro for this segment.
Because I do want to see an evolution of Anthony Richardson because he is such an athletic freak and can throw the ball a ton. Like that, there's one reality, and that is the dude can throw it from almost one end of the end zone to the other. That's a reality. The dude can throw. It's just he don't know where it's going. And so that's my interest. I don't care about Daniel Jones. I'm going to end up being right about him, but the idea of, man, that dude right there is so athletic. If he was able to be a quarterback too, he could be right there next to Lamar, right there next to Josh Allen with that level of athleticism and ability to play the position.
Reset the bill for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not a care bear on this one. NFL overreaction or reality, you care at all about the Colts quarterback competition?
No.
Yeah.
And there's just not much to be desired with the team even outside of that position. Like, I care a little bit about Michael Pittman Jr., and that's mainly for fantasy purposes, just to see if he's a viable guy that you want to put on the draft board. I mean, I want to see if Jonathan Taylor stays healthy, but outside of that, what am I really talking about? I don't think they're going to win a lot of games. Maybe their coach is on the hot seat. That's something we'll be talking about, you know, like by week seven, maybe we're talking about them because of that. Outside of that, I just don't care about the team in general. So I think as a byproduct of that, I don't care about the quarterback spot.
NFL overreaction or reality, and you can define the word impact however you see fit. Siobhan Revell will make an impact for the Cowboys this season.
Reality.
Wow. Ooh, that was super fast.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to get him right. I'm having faith that they're going to get him healthy in time to make an impact. But I also know what the player is. And so when he gets onto the field, I think it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. And there are going to be a lot of other guys from like the draft show that are like, see, we told y'all. So I think that's a reality, man.
I'd say reality, and it might just be a result of need, you know, and okay. I think he has that kind of makeup to where he will live up to the moment and say, hey, this is a really good spot. Kind of like we were talking about with Kalen Carson the other day, where it's like, I have a great opportunity here to establish myself as the guy going forward, not just a guy because there's nobody else to play. So if he sees that opportunity, he's good enough to do that. He's talented enough to do that. You just got to hope the injury, you know, everything rehabs the right way and that he slides in seamlessly because of that. But I do think he has that chance for sure.
Now, there are a few different parts to this question. Well, there are a few different reasons behind this question, I guess I should say.
Oh, no.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Dallas Cowboys are underrated going into the 2025 season. Now, I wouldn't have thought about this until a few days ago. The Athletic put out their underrated and overrated teams, and the Dallas Cowboys were one of them on the list. And so I wonder if they have like just been driven down so far, they're underrated. And then, Corey, I know there's a whole different aspect that you want to include in this conversation as well, which I think could lead to the underration.
I can see how they've flipped, you know, from that. Because a lot of people, a lot of us, the real yes. Cowboys fans are down
yes.
on the team right now. So yes. I can see how that we are looking at them a certain way. Nationally, I think that people they're kind of like, there's a lot of ifs, and that's where people are putting the Cowboys is if.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that. You can't have too many of those. I searched everywhere for the audio, and I could not find it. I even had one of the people over there help me. I had Mike Leslie help me, and it wasn't the one that I was looking for. But I'm pretty sure I saw Marcus Spears on a thing saying, I think that big things are going to happen at the Star. Why? Because it's quiet. And that's something that this has been one of the quietest off seasons for the Cowboys. Not a lot of other things happening.
Yeah.
The biggest story, which I don't know, do y'all like it or not that way, is Micah's contract. That's about it. They've made some additions, but there hasn't been a lot of chaos about this team. And I wonder if that's a positive thing, considering Schottenheimer's first year, he really needs to hit the ground running, not saying, hey, we're starting all over. So,
By the way, just real quick, in case we've talked about this a couple times before, but Micah did reiterate that he will be at training camp. Now, will this be a hold-in situation to be determined? But he'll be there.
Yeah, and so that's where I stand on that is I can see them being a little underrated because I think they're in that window of 10. But I think a lot of fans are kind of – they're right where they should be. Finally, we're not going, oh, my gosh, they're going to be great whenever we have a reality that they probably won't.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a wide group of people outside of
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972 972- Go Men's Tea today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
The FW that are going to be so extremely shocked if this team makes the playoffs for that exact reason. So I'd say reality, and it's mainly because of the head coaching situation. and how that all played out. You know, the drama that was if Mike McCarthy's going to come back or not. And then they go to a first-year head coach that wasn't a Ben Johnson, that wasn't, you know, like Aaron Glenn. It wasn't any of these big names that were in the cycle and they hired from within. I think because of that, they didn't make any splash plays in the offseason outside of George Pickens. So it's really to Corey's point. It's so quiet that there's no reason to rate them at all, really. You know, they're not getting all the first take headlines and stuff because there's nothing going on right now. And there hasn't been much going on outside of the Pickens trade. And here and there, they'll rehash the Micah conversation because they need another talking point to fill 10 minutes. But I think the quiet nature is a good thing. And I think that if they do succeed, a lot of people will be quite surprised.
You guys want to do one more?
Let's try it.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Chiefs will get back to being an explosive offense. So Patrick Mahomes, his first 3 years as a starter, 8.7 air yards per attempt. So you had Prime, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce to throw to, and they really kind of expanded out. Now, in the last season, their explosive pass rate against single high defenses was 27th. In the league. So you're talking about a significantly less explosive offense. So overreaction reality, the Chiefs will get back to being an explosive passing offense.
I'm going to say it's overreaction. I think Travis Kelce being in better shape is a key for that team because he didn't look right last year at all. And he looks like he's going to be in better shape this year. They add Jalen Royals. I like their receivers. Rice, you figure, is missing, what, 4, 5, 6 games?
Probably at least 4 would be my guess.
I feel like they have talent there, but I just – Xavier Worthy is fun. He's a fun gadget in my mind, but I don't think he's an elite receiver. So I don't know. I think that's an overreaction.
I'd go overreaction as well. I don't think they added enough. You know, like you said, Xavier Worthy, fun. That's the best word for him, but – usually for those kinds of players, you need somebody that complements them, and they just haven't gotten that yet. Now, maybe somebody steps up and becomes that throughout the season, and maybe it is Travis Kelce, like you said, Corey, just being in better shape physically and mentally.
Yeah, that would help.
Maybe that helps a lot, and we're having a very different conversation, you know, around midseason, but right now they just didn't do enough to try and facilitate that.
Well, there you go. Thank you, gentlemen, very, very much.
You're welcome, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How the heck are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for asking. And Eric Chiafalo, we wanted to make this clear on air. We're not really upset.
I appreciate that. I feel like I've built up a good little opportunity here to do things to you since you've stolen my lunch so many times.
That is fair.
I didn't mean to be that loud, but I'm going to use it as one of my things, that like as my payback.
I will tell you, if this brings you any pleasure, I have thought too much about this now and put together like elaborate ideas to hide your food that at this point I'm like, I'm wasting my own time.
He's got drawings and blueprints everywhere, dude. It's so wild.
Just to put that in perspective, my last idea, and then I was like, you need to take a break, buddy. You've done too much.
You can put it up on the roof of the building or something.
I was going to bring in a deck of playing cards, and it was going to be the two of hearts where your meal was. And then it was going to be the three of hearts and it would lead to like the fridge where you'd see the ace of hearts in there and you'd think you were going to open it up. But instead, it was the two of spades.
Yeah.
And it would, like, lead you on.
Just the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 52 different places you got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're a true psycho.
Oh, for sure.
I kind of think we have an HR violation.
It's true, man.
I think that Higgy, but this show could ruin the show if we really.
No, you could. Yeah, you could.
I had HR to report to.
Because. Yeah,
that's a good call.
It was going to have a note, and it was going to say, like, I know you want to eat, but you must be paid. Patient, you will find your food at another station, and then you would have to like go
somebody if that happened.
Yeah,
to you,
look, and that's why I said I had to take a step back, and I was like, pay more attention to your family and kids. Yeah, like, right. you're not doing your life right now.
Go full Bobby with just getting sucked into these ridiculous trolling bits. True.
It was way too much. Now, I wanted to ask you guys this because we debated this after our remote on Tuesday. The flower shop Seraphims came in.
Excuse me?
And brought us
Seraphims.
Seraphims. Okay. And it brought us.
That's a hell of a name.
It is. Flowers for our wives and then also flowers for Lucy. Now, your wife was there.
Yeah.
And so she knew. So we debated, have you ever taken credit for a gift you didn't get?
Oh, now, yeah. Like, okay. We did it here, didn't
Kroger,
we?
Kroger, yeah, a couple
Kroger
years back.
Came okay, in. Yeah. Kroger. And so did everybody just go home
Absolutely.
And be like, I was thinking about you.
100%. Day, yeah.
I doubled up for mom and for girlfriend at that time.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Gosh.
Yeah, pretty good idea.
Do you think that's clutch? Okay, because we were talking about that, and Corey goes, I think it'd be a bigger flex if you're like, yeah, these people brought me flowers for you to give to you because we're that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was intrigued by that concept as well.
Look how impressive your husband is.
Yeah.
That's what you really wanted for Mother's Day. An impressive husband. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
I mean, I think there is a dollar figure that guarantees I will try to take credit for that gift. I think it's around 70 or 80 bucks, whatever that Kroger bouquet was.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably closer to 30 or 40.
Because it's a heck of a deal at Kroger.
Definitely at 70 or 80.
All right, I like that.
So anything above that, so plus 70, 80, yeah, you're like,
when
I'm
you're
still
in there, okay. For sure. You know, I have no shame about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm already trying to get out of these gift-giving situations with as little effort as possible, if I'm being honest.
Are you ever in a family situation with a birthday party or Christmas where you literally did nothing to help with a gift, but your name is on the tag and they look at you for the thank you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I really just thought
I just tell
like
them
that.
I picked it out. I'm like, yeah, I picked that out for you. Whatever it is. And they're like, what is it? And I'm like, you'll find out in a second.
I thought you'd really love that. Yeah, I have no idea what we gave them. Yeah. Like, but
you wink at them.
What does your wife think about that?
She knows I'm doing it. She's like, okay. She just shakes her head and she's like, yeah, he helped.
Did she ever call you out at the beginning of it? No. I'm wondering if I can
get out of that because this is her dad's bit too. So I stole his bit from him. And he used to do that all the time. And I'd be like, I'd open a gift and he'd go, I'd pick that. And I was like, oh my gosh, dude, you know me so well. And everybody else is like, oh my gosh.
I love family traditions.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Understood the assignment.
Just passing things down.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. To go along with that, man, Corey, you're really staring at me now.
I'm just waiting for the next thing, man. I love this segment.
Okay. Do you have something?
It's your favorite segment?
This is one of my favorite segments of the day.
Hell yeah, it is.
He loves
it?
It's Crosstalk with Sean and RJ and then this one.
With the Mean Girls?
Yeah, dude. Crosstalk with the Mean Girls? One A and B is what I meant, like together. Y'all are the, and then.
No, because you didn't do the side-by-side deal. You went up here and then down here.
I messed up there a little bit.
Okay.
I meant together. Yeah, like. Right. Sean and RJ, and then G-Bag.
See, it's still not even,
dude.
They're
pretty close to even.
I'm not saying that. We're not responsible for each other. I've been trying to make it.
I don't like your guys'
and
show.
And then Masterpiece of the Week. He said that since we were on nights, though. He used to tell us that when he'd come on the show for an hour.
I've been very consistent about
that. It's never changed on this.
That is fair, and I appreciate that.
Remember we did a segment
once? You know you stand with me. It's kind of me and Mickey. You know, Mickey hates my guts. And I'm like, I see him, and I say, hi, Mickey, how you doing? He goes, hey, Brian. And then, you know, but we hate each other's guts.
Give a little attaboy butt slap from time to time. Like, go get him today, man.
Yeah, Mickey, I'm like, you know what? I kind of get where you're coming from right now, Mickey, but, you know, I don't like you very much. But,
see,
yeah, but
I thought you only hated our show until the end of February. And then I thought maybe it had turned around.
No, I hate your show all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. All the time.
The whole time we had a segment and he came on afterwards and he was like, I think you guys are better than that. That wasn't a good enough segment. We were like, all right.
But see, the sad part is now he doesn't. Now he's like, that's the best they can do. Like, I've come to the realization.
At least you know where we stand. Yeah. And you can say, well, hey, we hate your show too, bro.
I don't hate your show, man.
Yeah, no, they're right there.
I realized the error of my ways.
I was going to defend you, Kevin, for getting ganged up on in that 8:40 segment this morning. You can go to hell now.
Oh my gosh, both of you.
Yeah,
it just sucks because Choppy and them in the morning were, you know, talking mad s about us.
Yeah, they were.
So it's like that's what we wake
I
up to.
Stand up for you.
What and were then they around saying about you?
I appreciate.
I don't know, just S'ing on our remotes and
they
stuff.
They said y'all were the Kevin Bacon from Animal House. Y'all were those characters. They were
the main calm guys?
Yeah, they were Belushi and y'all were the bad guys-ish. Yeah, and then we were just the regular kids.
Mm-hmm. I prefer to be Kevin Bacon in Crazy Stupid Love. So that means David
Lindhagen. Oh, David Lindhagen.
I stole Steve Carell's
girl. You guys hold my ring real quick.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, you're David Lindhagen?
You know, we go way back. You know, I used to love trolling Jeff and Dingus, telling them my favorite Saturday show was the KNC Masters.
That was always fun.
You know, and I think that probably goes back to what, 12, 11?
Yeah.
2011. Yeah.
Just think they could be here now if you'd have said them instead. Because the boss was listening. He was like, oh, this KNC show.
Dawson
keeps talking about
yeah,
it.
Dawson's putting the stamp of approval. I don't think that boss liked me or you guys very much.
That's pretty bad.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Is that Bigby guy?
No.
Different.
I mean, Gilbert was a great coach. Yeah. I mean, I learned so much from him, and he really set up my career to be great. But, man, he stuck me there at nights for a while.
He just hate listened all day to his own station.
Like, oh, man, look, this guy's never going to get it. These freaking losers.
We talked about, we had a meeting where I had, like, finally had enough of that. I had that same perception. And we were sitting as me and Corey in that room, and he goes, well, what would you say if I told you, I just don't think you guys are ever suited for part of the everyday lineup.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, and I looked at him and I go, okay, great. The first thing we would do is quit, and then we would pick up somewhere else, and I guarantee you we would work our way up the same way we did here, and then we would get on their lineup, and the first person I would call is you, so you knew that you were wrong.
Yeah.
And then Corey looked at me like, what the F are you doing? And he goes, I would take phone call. He was excited about, I think, that fire.
That passion.
Yeah. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We'll continue our interview series with Dave Raymond at 4 o'clock.
Ooh, I like that.
Multi-parter.
Quality guests.
Could you possibly ask Dave horny. If he gets uncomfortable at all? When Mike goes, you know the way we used to take care of it in this sport, we just drill him right in the leg. And it seems like he gets uncomfortable sometimes.
Feel Mike's the option. Like, throw at him.
Throw at him. We'll take care of this.
There are moments where I'm like, I wonder what Dave's really thinking here.
I'm pretty sure he would answer yes as soon as you had half that sentence out.
Yeah.
Do you feel uncomfortable when Mike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably so.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Come on back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.